The heart controls the will. This is the subject of my message today, and I'm Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience Radio Ministry. This broadcast comes to you every week at this time over the station. Dear ones, my text today is once again from 1 John chapter 2, the 17th verse. And here John says, "And the world passes away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." First of all, we presuppose that God has a will. God has a will of his own. God has intelligence. God has personality. God has emotion. God has a will. We also have intelligence, personality, emotion, and volition. But because of Adam's fall, our heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. And since all issues of life flow out of the heart, so as the heart goes, so our will goes. The heart tells the will what to do, in other words, what to will. And this takes me to the 15th chapter of Matthew, where Jesus says in verse 19, "For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witness, blasphemies." We learn here is that the heart tells a man to murder. If there is murder in the heart tells a man to get the job done. Cain had a murderous spirit in his heart, and his heart told him, his heart willed for him to kill his brother Abel. Fornication comes out of the heart. Adultery comes out of the heart. So a man looks upon a woman and he lusts after her, and then he wills. Only after the heart has gone off, then he wills to have her and to do whatever it takes to get her. No man, my friend, has control of his will till he has control of his heart. The reason why we will evil things, bad things, is because our hearts are evil. And that's what Jesus is saying in Matthew 15:19. "For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, false witness, blasphemies." This is also brought out by Solomon in the Proverbs, when he says in Proverbs 4:23, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." So the heart is like the Grand Central Railroad Station. From there all trains depart, from there all the influences go out. Because as the heart goes, so our will goes. Now, if it is in the heart of a man to become a millionaire, then he will put his will to it to become a millionaire. And everything else in his life will take second place. If it is in the heart of a man to be a missionary, then, my friend, he will put his will to it. There's a beautiful story of a dairy farmer of the state of Wisconsin in North America. This man was already too old to apply to the mission field as far as most all mission fields were concerned, or mission boards were concerned. He had children. He didn't have a college education, so there wasn't any missionary board that wanted him except for one missions board. And this one that wanted him is called the New Tribes Mission. So this dear brother, this dairy farmer, pursued what was in his heart, and he ended up in a village in New Guinea. And after he had taken the natives through the whole Old Testament, beginning with Genesis, and then as he got into the gospel story of the Lord Jesus, he saw a whole village converted to Jesus. Oh, my friend, when he gets to heaven, he's going to have a lot of friends greeting him there. It was in the heart of this dairy farmer to be a missionary, and so he put his will to it, and my friend, nobody could stop him. So, dear one, when you go to heaven, will you meet somebody there that you've led to Jesus? Now, some parents have it in their heart to give their children, quote, the best, unquote, in everything that the world has to offer. By that I mean they want their children to get the best education. They want their children to make good money. They want their children to be recognized in the community. They want their children to make a mark And so they sacrifice and give all they can to send their children to the best colleges because it's in their heart or hearts to do that. They put their will to it. Whatever is in our hearts, my friend, that's what we end up doing. But then there are other parents who have it in their hearts for their children to become mighty men and women of God. And so they will never keep their children away from the strong divine influences that are available to them as long as they have them under their control. As the heart goes, so the will goes. What is in your heart, parent, to raise somebody to be praised by man or somebody to glorify God? Whatever is in your heart, you will set your will to it. So John says, he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. We have to do the will of God in order to live forever. So the will of God also flows out of the heart of God. The heart of God is holy. The heart of God is compassionate. It is benevolent. It is just. And so is God's will. Then we have man's heart, and out of his heart flow evil things, selfish things, rebellious things, unjust things. And so the heart of man is opposite to the heart of God. But, my friend, there's hope. Praise the Lord. How does man with an evil heart get to want to do the will of God? That's a good question, isn't it? Because, you see, it says, only he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. That's what the Bible says. So man, in order to live forever, he has to want to do the will of God. But he has an evil heart, so how does he get to the point where his heart will be like unto God's heart, so he will what God wills? And the answer, my friend, is that man needs to be converted. Man needs a new heart after God's own heart. And this was the vision and dream of the prophet Ezekiel. So we go to Ezekiel chapter 11, and it says there in verse 19, this is God speaking, and I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and will give them an heart of flesh. Hallelujah, I like that. So about 2,700 years ago, God told Ezekiel that he was going to give man a new heart, that he would take away his stony heart. The heart of man that is unrepentant is as a stone, as unresponsive as a stone. There's no love in a stone for God. There's no holiness in a stone. There's no benevolence or goodwill in a stone. There's no sensitivity in a stone. And such is the heart of unconverted man. He is like a stone unto God. You can tell the stone to roll over or to move to the left or the right, but the stone will totally be unresponsive to you. So is the heart of man as he comes into the world. Unconverted man has a stony heart. He needs a new heart. And God, through Jesus Christ, came to give men new hearts. Glory to God. Now, why does God want us to have a new heart? God wants us to have a new heart so that we will what he wills, that we might live forever with him, that I will the same things God wills. This is brought out in the chapter in Ezekiel, where God says, I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, I will give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my ordinances and do them. Praise God. In other words, that they will what I will, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. Glory to God. We, my friend, are not God's people until we will what he wills. And so when that occurs, when we have this transformation from a stony heart to a heart of flesh, my friend, then we move from having been enemies of God to becoming God's children. So then the first step in wanting to do the will of God is for us to be converted and have a new heart. And that means for us to get a new heart, we must confess our sins, repent of our sins, and ask the Lord Jesus to come into our hearts. And if we do that, my friend, he will. Jesus will come into our hearts. So now we have a man with a new heart, and a man who had no interest in the things of God and the will of God, who had no sensitivity for the Word of God, a man who was dead to the will of God, now having a new heart that is alive for God and is sensitive to what God wants him to do. But immediately, as this new heart is brought into existence, there is a force, a new hostile force that will resist and protest this change of heart. This is what happens most of the time, if not all the time. A person comes to the altar to receive Jesus in his heart, and he's thrilled, he's happy, he wants to tell the whole world about it, and he goes back to his seat in the congregation, and he's trying to get up and say to the congregation, "I'm saved, I just found the Lord, I want to praise the Lord." But there is a hostile force within him that says to him, "No, don't do it. This is the wrong time, or you don't know what to say, or you're going to make a fool out of yourself. Sit down and stay put." So the moment you're born again, you're like a new man ready to get into a car, but just as you are ready to step on the gas pedal to do God's will, you find there's another man in the car with you who pulls on the emergency brake so that you won't be able to go anywhere. And that new man we call the flesh, the old man, or the old you. My friend, the only way that you will get this man to take his hands off the emergency brake so that you can move forward with God, the only way you can get that brake off is by you putting a bullet into the brain of this old man who has his hands on the brake. Now you see, Pastor Schultz, this is violent. Indeed it is. And this is why Jesus said in the Gospels, these are the words of Jesus, "The kingdom of God suffers violence." Did you hear me say the word violence? Jesus said, "The kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force." In other words, you're going to have to kill that flesh, that old man, and that's violence, in order to get his hand off the emergency brake so you can move ahead with God to do the will of God, to live with him forever. And if you do that, my friend, then the power of God will come upon you, and you will witness for Jesus. He will help you miraculously as you witness for Jesus and as you take your first step in following him. Ezekiel does not tell you about all this stuff, this old man, but Jesus does. Jesus says, "Except a man deny himself and take up his cross daily, he cannot be my disciple." So Jesus talks about that we have to crucify the flesh, the old man, continually. Daily means continually, because a day has 24 hours and there are 60 minutes in an hour and there are 60 seconds in a minute. We have to continually crucify the flesh, the desires of the flesh, to do the will of God, to be Jesus' disciples, to do his will. Paul says in Galatians, "The flesh lusts after the spirit, and these are contrary," that is, they are opposed one to the other. That is, the flesh and the spirit, the old man and the new man, they are against each other. And then he says, "But they that are Christ, those who are truly Christ's disciples, have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts." They will not let the flesh have its way, the old man have its way. They keep the flesh on the cross. Again, in summary for today, my friends, how do we get to the point where we will do the will of God, that we might live with God forever? For our text says, "But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." First of all, we must be converted. We must receive a new heart to will the will of God. And secondly, we must continually crucify the desires of the flesh to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening to the Call to Obedience radio ministry. I'm Pastor Schultze. Goodbye now until then.